Well, hello.
Hello, my darling.
It's the Brunch Bites Podcast.
Oh, it's so good to be back.
By the way, this is the
most... Stop messing with your stuff.
I know. Let me move my mic around. This is the most successful podcast series that I've ever done. And we've only had two episodes.
And it's been with your wife. That's so funny.
So, obviously, you guys like it. That we have things that are exclusive.
Hey, thanks for listening.
It does mean a lot to us.
Yeah, it really does.
We were a little behind on the greatest board games of all time draft, getting it up on Facebook. So if you're listening to this now, you can go vote
please
for that. And then we will look at that maybe Friday to see how well it did.
And throw some of your top five. Is that what we did? Top five? We did top five, right?
We drafted five rounds each.
Throw your five up there in the next podcast we throw out. We might just throw your top five out there.
That's a good idea. If somebody drafts a team that we think is better than ours, then like, maybe we give you
a shout out.
Send you some stickers or something. Okay, so something that I've been thinking about, and it did not make the Bright Ideas notebook, but it's something that I think I've talked about before. We have lived long enough now that we're the generation that everything gets relaunched and redone, and like all of the pop culture things from my generation and your generation is now the things that are being like
cool.
Well, and they're being redone. So I just saw a thing where Tiny Toons.
I don't know what that.
Remember Tiny Toons, the WB cartoon where like Bugs Bunny and all them were little. It was kind of a ripoff of Muppet Babies from the 80s.
Okay.
So they're relaunching that show with all new voices. And, of course, everybody from our generation is like, why would you do that? But that's not the that's not the only thing they've done.
You see my face right now.
So there's apparently, if you're an 80s kid, which means you're born in the 70s, they're trying to do a Goonies 2. So, to me, Goonies is one of those things that should just be untouchable. Am I wrong?
What a shame.
I mean, Goonies, to me, there are things that should just not be...
That would be just like if they were like, let's remake Field of Dreams.
Okay, so that's kind of where I want this conversation to go. I think there are pop culture things from our generation that should be on an untouchables list. We're going to put together an untouchables list
but
of things we want Hollywood and TV to leave alone.
Can we also put together a list of untouchables that they touched and ruined, like The Sandlot?
And like never do that again?
And like, yeah, that's a never do that again.
Hey, The Sandlot 2
wasn't good. The
Sandlot
2, not good.
So don't try it again.
Grease 2? Not
terrible.
Good.
Terrible, Kenny. Terrible.
I have a lot of things.
But as far as our generation goes, I think there are things that should just never, you should just not touch. What, do you have a movie or a TV show that you go, don't do this one? Just leave
Steel
it
Steel Magnolias. They ruined it. They did it.
Did they really redo Steel Magnolias?
They redid it. And no, you don't remake the original.
It's
you
terrible.
Don't replace Dolly Parton, Sally Field, and Julia Roberts.
Who did they
you
replace
just don't
them
do
with?
It. You just don't do it.
Who was in it?
I don't even know. That's why I didn't watch it.
Oh, okay. As far as TV shows go of our generation that I do.
Like, what if somebody remade Indiana Jones with someone other than Harrison Ford?
No, you can't
Ford?
Do that. That's the first
That's
one
That's what
on
I'm saying.
List.
Think about your favorites.
I never want to see
Field
Indiana
of Dreams,
Jones.
Hoosiers. I'm throwing all of them at you because you're like,
yeah, but that,
oh,
some of those
man.
Are way older than me. And so I think that time, they just don't see those. Now, I can tell you one, a TV show that I can see them trying to do a reiteration of.
What?
Growing Pains.
You know.
Can't do that one.
No, I'm just saying, I don't think they would. And you can't.
No, you can't. Kirk Cameron.
Well, not because the dynamic, the way it is now.
Probably
like,
true.
No offense, but you'd probably have to make one of them like a different sexual orientation.
And so it just would be.
So it would be weird.
That's true. Well, and then like Seventh Heaven, you couldn't redo that one.
No.
Which turned out the dad was a creeper. 100% a creeper. So Indiana Jones, we do not want you to touch. This is from our generation. Please do not touch
that's
Indiana
my,
Jones.
That's him. That's you.
What is something that you're like, don't, let's not touch this one.
Hmm.
There's a lot. There's a lot of them. Should I pull up a list of like top?
I'm literally going to. Dang,
top TV shows.
They touched it though, because 90s. Cruel Intentions was touched.
A TV series now.
No, it's tainted. Gosh.
Oh, Lois and Clark.
No, I didn't like that.
You didn't like that one?
TV show or a movie? Just TV show?
Either one, I think.
Oh, because you said Indiana Jones, yeah.
There's a lot of them on this list.
This is a really tough one for me because a lot of mine they've already just ruined by redoing
it. Home Improvement. Don't touch Home Improvement.
Yeah, don't touch that. Mm. Don't touch Home Improvement.
They you know, they did a little bit with that thing that Tim Allen, but we don't want you to touch Home Improvement. That's making the list.
I liked Full House. I loved Fuller House. So I was okay with that.
That was a decent one because it kept enough of the original cast.
Of DJ. Exactly. It was DJ Tanner.
Yep. That one made more sense.
I cried so many times through that. So good.
And see, Boy Meets World, I did not watch Girl Meets World, but I did watch a few like snippets.
Bingo.
That one was like, that one just wasn't for me. I didn't know what to do with that one. Oh, I was going to say Power Rangers, but they've messed with that a thousand times.
Like, I can't. I'm trying to think of a movie where I'm like, please don't touch it.
Okay, are you with me that like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was such an iconic show of the 90s that I just refuse to watch
I won't watch the new one.
I didn't want to watch
it. I've heard it's really good, but I won't.
I've heard fantastic things, but I was not interested.
We did love White Man Can't Jump.
We did love White Man Can't Jump. So there are some things.
Shout out to Jack Harlow, right?
Jack Harlow did fantastic.
Jack Harlow, bro, you can hoop. You can hoop.
And Pete Davidson can hoop. You sent me that video.
Yeah, Pete Davidson can hoop too.
Apparently, Pete Davidson has got the skills. they have Tiny Toon on here. We just talked about that. I'm like, yeah, they're already messing with.
Okay, please don't mess with
Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Were you a big Sabrina the Teenage Witch fan?
Please don't mess with Golden Girls.
Ooh, no Golden Girls. Golden Girls has got to be on the list.
Please don't mess with Golden Girls. That's Betty White in her prime.
Don't bring
you
back Golden
Girls.
You
ever want to see improvisation? Betty White sitting at a table with some grown women?
Preach at them.
Improvin.
Preach at them.
You want to see her co-stars crack up laughing?
I'd love to say, Captain Planet.
I don't know what that is.
What are you talking about? I do not know what Captain... This is a joke, right?
I know. I don't know.
Did you just not watch cartoons of the 90s? Did you just never watch...
I was outside.
The opener, they go, water, air. They were all earth elements, and they had like rings, and when they put them together, with your powers combined, I am Captain Planet.
I've never heard of that.
Are you kidding me? Every conservative parent in like the Midwest and the South thought it was way.
I wish you could all see him right now because he's like holding hand up like.
Listen, here's why. You kind of felt a little like you were getting away with something because it was a very environmentally conscious show. Like they were always trying to save the planet.
Wait,
and
is it kind of like?
My parents were not fans.
It's the magic school bus.
No. My parents weren't fans because they were always trying to save the environment. And, you know,
ride the river of lava on the magic school bus.
ER.
Don't touch ER. Don't you dare touch ER.
Leave it alone.
Okay, I'm about to pull my mother. Oh, my God.
My mom loved that show, too.
If my mom listens to this, please, Mom, this is because every summer since I can remember being a kid, my mom and I would watch All My Children. Please don't touch my soap opera, All My Children.
Here's a good one. Are you ready? This one's gonna make your
These
list.
These are the days of our lives.
The Nanny.
Don't touch the nanny.
Leave the nanny
Leave
alone.
Fran Drescher alone.
So that one makes it. So let's recap the list real quick. Indiana Jones, Home Improvement, Golden Girls, ER, and The Nanny. We don't want you touching any of those.
Yeah, leave those alone.
Other things that potentially could be on the list that I am probably not is like Dawson's Creek. There's a piece of generation that would say, don't touch Dawson's Creek.
For my sister, that'd have been don't touch her Dawson's Creek.
That's a shout out to the generation right before
Katie Holmes in her prime right there. And James Vanderbeek too.
They have Home Improvement on their list here. Doug. Don't touch Doug. Don't touch
Doug. They redid that, didn't they?
No. Thank God, not yet. Rugrats is on this list that I'm looking at here. I do too. So that's a pretty good list. It's a pretty good list. Indiana Jones, Home Improvement, Golden Girls, ER, The Nanny, Dawson's Creek, and Doug. We're going to put this up on Facebook. If you got some stuff from either from the 90s that you don't want them to touch.
What is something you don't want anyone to touch?
Ever.
Ever.
And some
movie-wise, TV show, whatever.
And some of them you don't have to worry about. Like Married with Children, you could not do that today. Could not make that show today.
You know what I want no one to touch? The Office. Not the UK version.
Just ours.
The Steve Carell version.
See, like the generation 20 years from ours is going to have to...
Keep CCing me on things that have nothing to do with me?
He does everyone in the office. I don't think there's
anything
else.
That's what she said.
I was going to say The Wonder Years, but they did that one, and I liked the original, so I didn't even try it. Friends. Is that the number one don't touch?
Don't you touch my sandwich!
You're peeking out the microphone.
My sandwich.
Friends, I think, is the number one on the list.
My sandwich. Sorry. I get hype about my friends.
All right. That'll be up on our Facebook. Coming up later in the week on
I'll peek you out.
Brunch Bites, because I don't have anywhere else to use this.
Wow.
We wanted to do Mount Rushmore movie snacks. You apparently only like one movie snack.
Yeah, I only like one movie
snack. Technically two, because I think popcorn is just like a... Popcorn
doesn't count because it's just there. But I only like one movie snack. I wanted to do anything else.
Road trip activities draft, but apparently you grew up with a lot more money than I did. And so you always had a TV.
Well, I did, but also... So when we drove to Maine, my sister and I drove in the back of my dad's dually with a camper shell on top and a heater. And you just sleep? In the winter. It was really cold. And so your only option was to sleep. So that's what you did.
Well, when we vacationed in the Dodge Grand Caravan or the wood-paneled Chrysler Town and Country with four boys, there was not a lot of sleeping happening.
Well, that's because y'all are rambunctious, rowdy heathens.
Ask me the Disney road trip story this week on air. We'll see. We can't.
I feel bad for
you.
Maybe
we could get my mom on the phone for that.
The only person that I feel bad for in that situation is your mother.
Oh boy, we might have to get her on the phone for that story. Of how we rode to Disney World from Oklahoma City.
Poor Sammy.
Poor woman. That's it. The Brunch Bites podcast every weekday after the show.
We love you.
11 a.m. Round about there. It uploads, and you can get it wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're listening to us on iHeart, we are new to the iHeart podcasting platform, and people apparently like that they can listen to the show. And then go right over to the podcast.
Well, that's great, because we're glad that you like the show, which give us more feedback. iHeart likes that.
Yes, they do. We appreciate you. Thank you so much, babe. Thanks for hanging out with me after the show today.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.